1, 2, 3, 4, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Don't mind me, folks. I'm just checking if everything's perfect for a special announcement on
Sorrowful Jones. Folks, you're about to hear a special transcribed broadcast starring Bob Hope, Lucille Ball, and introducing the new wonderful little star, Mary Jane Saunders, in Damon Runyon's Sorrowful Jones.
Yes, sirree. Bob Hope's even funnier in his newest comedy hit than in The Paleface.
So, come on, join in the laughs and fun as we bring you Bob Hope. And look who he's got with him. It's Lucille Ball.
I want to welcome you to the show, Lucy. It's great having you with us again. I know everybody's as happy to see you as I am.
Oh, come now, Bob. How can you be so enthusiastic? We spent the whole day rehearsing and cutting the script, drinking black coffee and eating stale sandwiches. All I want to do is go home and get out of my girdle.
So do I, but we got a show to do. Now, please cooperate, will you, Lucille?
Okay, I'll make like a real guest star.
Like you were getting money.
Go ahead. Oh, Robert, it's wonderful being on your program again. You look wonderful, too. How have you been feeling, Doug?
Oh, not too good. I got a bad case of snoo.
Snoo? What's new?
Nothing much. What's new with you?
Bob, that's an old joke.
Well, I had a swell new joke to tell you, but I'm afraid. You see that usher back there with the gray hair?
Yes.
That's Milton Berle's mother. It's not a bustle she's wearing, it's a dictaphone. But it's really nice of you to drop over, Lucy. I know how busy you are with movies and your own Jello show on the radio.
Well, you know how fond of you, Bob, that I am. We had such...
Yeah. It's all right. I guess you can put it that way, too.
We had such wonderful experiences.
I have a Saratan writer right in the back.
We had such wonderful experiences when we were making Sorrowful Jones.
I hope Sidney Lanfield's listening, that's all.
You were so thoughtful. What other leading man takes time out to serve tea to everybody on the set?
Yes, I did serve tea every day for 20 weeks to the same people.
With the same tea bag.
Oh, it was nothing.
Yes, it was. It was lousy. But you really were considerate, Bob. Remember that time we did the love scene in the rain?
Yes, I do.
And you let me stand under your nose so I wouldn't get wet.
Well, I didn't want your hair to run. Say, Lucille, did you read the notices on Sorrowful Jones? You know, the critics are really raving over little 6-year-old Mary Jane Saunders.
Well, I'm not surprised, Bob. After seeing Sorrowful Jones, the old-timers around the studio are saying that she acts like another Shirley Temple.
Really? Are they saying anything about me?
Yes, but I didn't quite understand them.
What do you mean?
Who was Rin Tin Tin?
Well, years ago, he was a great emotional actor. Strong heart. But keep the dachshund running. But you know, Lucille, the scene the critics liked the most was the one at the nightclub, remember?
Yeah, with you playing the part of the tightwad bookie, Sorrowful Jones, and me as your girlfriend, Gladys.
Gee. Hey, this is a nice nightclub, isn't it, Gladys?
Yeah, Sorrowful, but what about this table?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, the head waiter seats you according to the size of the tip you give him. For $5, he seats you ringside. For $3, he puts you in the second row. And for $1, you sit in the last row.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with our table?
Baby, it's cold outside. Will you always be counting your pennies if you stay in that cheap racket you're in? Why don't you give up being a bookie?
Oh, I can't, honey. Horse racing's in my blood, and gambling runs in my family. By the day I was born, father was betting on a boy, and mother was betting on a girl.
Who won?
The doctor, he had me across the board.
Well, if you'd only forget horses, we could get married.
Uh-huh.
And get a little house and settle down.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe someday there'll be the pitter-patter of little feet upstairs.
Gee, just what I always wanted, a pony.
Sorrowful, if you don't give up racing, we're through.
Okay, so we're through. I don't care if we get married or not.
Sorrowful.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I lost my head.
Well, don't worry. You've still got the other one. Sorrowful, don't look now, but Big Steve is coming over to our table.
Gee, Big Steve the gangster?
Yeah.
Hello, Sorrowful. Do you mind if I join you? Let's be friendly. Come on, shake hands. What's the matter, Sorrowful? Did I hurt you?
No, I always wanted one big pinky. What can I do for you, Steve?
Hey, look, Sorrowful, you are the only bookie in town who hasn't paid me $1,000 for protection.
$1,000? But I ain't got that much. Where would I get that kind of money?
Well, there's ways. Why don't you become queen for a day?
Queen for a day? How could I do that? I'm not a woman.
Don't lie to me. Come on, Sorrowful, hand over that $1,000. If you don't, I'll punch your nose in, even if it takes all day.
Don't let him scare you, Sorrowful. You don't have to be afraid of him. You're big and strong and muscular.
Oh, you're just saying that because we're in love.
No, I'm just saying it because we're not on television. Sorrowful, tell him off. Tell him he's nothing but a rotten, low-down, thieving skunk.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
A filthy, crooked, double-crossing, two-faced rat.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Well, go ahead. Tell him.
Okay. Big Steve?
Yeah?
You're not a nice person.
I always wondered what happened to Freddie Bartholomew.
Hey, don't put on the axe for me. I want that $1,000, and I want to take it right now.
Don't give him the money, Sorrowful.
Don't worry. I got the money in a safe place. He'll never find it.
Oh, no? Listen, I'm going to grab you by the ankles, turn you upside down, and give you a good shaking. You'll see.
Sorrowful, I told you not to use that hole in your head for a piggy bank.
In Bob Hope's latest and funniest comedy, Sorrowful Jones, Bob's all tangled up with two new gals. One he's stuck on, that's Lucille Ball, and one he's stuck with. And who is she? Well, we have a wonderful surprise for you. Listen to Bob Hope as he tells his singing star Doris Day about...
Say, you know, Lucille Ball isn't the only girl I want to impress. There was another girl in Sorrowful Jones who was absolutely crazy over me.
Oh, who?
She's gorgeous.
Oh, who? Dorothy L'Amour? Jean Tierney? Hedy Lamarr?
No, Mary Jane Saunders. She's 6 years old, and she's one of the most talented young stars it's been my pleasure to appear with. And here she is, the little spark of sunshine from Sorrowful Jones, Mary Jane Saunders. There you are.
Thank you very much.
Well... Welcome to the Swan Show, Mary Jane. What's the matter? You don't seem happy to be here.
Well, I didn't expect another woman here. I thought we were going to be all alone.
Well, Mary Jane, this is Doris Day. She's the young singer in our show.
Young? She'll never see 20 again.
Mary Jane. Please, honey.
I bet she's a Rexall blonde.
What? What'd you
say? I bet she's a Rexall blonde.
Honey, why are you so upset?
Mr. Hope, we might as well have an understanding right now. You led me to believe we were engaged.
I did that?
Well, when you give a girl a lot of presents, they're bound to get ideas.
Well, now, did he give you lavish presents?
Certainly. He gave me his Buck Rogers bat, slammed the Crockett Jack boxes, and his pet frog.
His pet frog?
Yes, you see, now that Rita is married, there was no use saving it any longer. But, Mary Jane, I didn't know you took me seriously about getting married. After all, there's a slight difference in our ages. How old are you?
I'm 6. But when I put on high heels, I look 7.
But, honey, if I wait till you grow up, don't you see what'll happen? When you're 20 years old, do you know how old I'll be?
112.
Stay out of it. Watch it, Doris. Another crack like that and you'll be back at your old job. Cigarette girl in a live bait barge. But Mary Jane, it's very flattering to find that you think so much of me.
Oh, I do. I even formed the Bob Hope fan club. I've been working on it for 6 months.
Gee, for 6 months. How many members have you got?
One other girl and me.
Just one other girl?
Yes. She wanted to join a different club, but I talked her out of it.
Oh, you did. What was the other club?
Friends with Lassie.
But you finally got her to join Bob's club?
Uh-huh.
Well, did you reason with her in a nice, neighborly way?
No, I hit her with my lunchbox.
Mary Jane, you didn't have to do that. Why didn't you just explain to her that I'm the handsomest, most popular, and talented actor at Paramount?
The lunchbox was quicker.
And I'm the one with the script. I'll remember my part, all right. But Mary Jane, look, you were so wonderful in Sorrowful Jones. I've been thinking of having you in another picture.
Gee, that would be swell. But Mother Sims will have to be a change in the salary.
Oh, she did? What was wrong with what I gave you for the last picture?
Well, she said 3 closets full of jelly beans is enough.
Mary Jane, are you hinting that...
Yes, I have a manager now. I call him Uncle Louis. He's awfully smart.
Uncle Louis smart, huh?
Yes, he says that henceforth the monetary compensation must be extended or all negotiations will be abrogated.
No talent at all, you know. He said that, huh? Well, what does that mean?
Put something in the pot, boy.
Don't tell me you're Uncle Louie.
Yes, he handles lots of children.
Oh, sure, and I love the little tykes, except when they play tricks on me.
Tricks?
Yeah, yesterday while I was talking to one of them, another one tied my suspenders to the back end of a Greyhound bus.
Really?
Yeah, my pants beat me to Culver City by 10 minutes.
Look, Uncle Louie, you're not the type to be handling children.
Well, I've got a few grown-up clients, too. Why, I'm responsible for Doris Day's success.
Doris Day?
Yeah. When I got her, she was just a little baby. And how I took care of her. Why, I used to spend hours mixing her baby formula. I fed her Pablum 3 times a day.
I've got news for you. I am Doris Day.
You are?
Yes.
You must need burping by now.
Go now. But after the show's over, can we have a date?
Well, I'd love to, honey, but I've got something else to do. Why don't you go out with some nice kids your own age? Remember I introduced you to Crosby's 4 boys?
Well, I'm ashamed to go out with them. They just like today.
You mean?
Yeah, that's a sweatshirt.
I may marry this kid after all, but Mary, how did you like the old groaner, Crosby, himself?
Well, he and I had a long talk. Why is he so strong?
Crosby strong? What makes you think so?
Well, he said, in the last picture you made together, he carried you all away.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Bob Hope, Lucille Ball, and Mary Jane Saunders, the 3 stars from Paramount's brand new comedy hit, Sorrowful Jones.
Yes, there'll be a laugh in your heart and a lump in your throat when you see Bob Hope, the funniest character on the screen, play the most hilarious, best-loved character Damon Runyon ever created, Sorrowful Jones.
Acclaimed by Life magazine, narrated and hailed by Walter Winchell, Paramount's Sorrowful Jones stars Bob Hope at his hilarious best, luscious Lucille Ball, and introduces the screen's newest sweetheart, Mary Jane Saunders.
Portions of this broadcast were made possible through the courtesy of Lever Brothers, makers of Swan Soap.